Andy McNab is a novelist and former Special Air Service soldier. He was the British Army's most highly decorated serving soldier when he left the SAS. And during the Gulf War, he commanded the Bravo 20 Patrol and later wrote about it in his bestseller of the same name. We'll talk books in a bit, but first, Andy's involved in a really exciting new venture. It's an online community called We Served. Andy, welcome to the show. It's lovely to talk to you.
Well, great to be here.
How would you describe We Served in your own words?
It's a one-stop shop for all service people and veterans. So what we've done is collate everything that the military community needs, whether you're serving or not. We've got employment for the veterans, real jobs with multinational companies. We've got banking, finance, special deals, whether it's credit cards and bank accounts, financial advice, all that sort of stuff. We've got insurances. We've even got health insurance. You can get a doctor in 24 hours if you want. We've also brought on board, as well as the physical side, the mental side. So there's a place to go if people feel that they just need a bit of support.
It's quite interesting, actually. I wondered if you were going to stay one-stop shop because it does cover so many things. It's kind of umbrella-ing, isn't it? Everything that you need, whether you're serving or you've left and you're looking for alternative employment and trying to work out how to live on Civvy Street. But I think for me, probably one of the most important things that stood out is that it's going to offer that sense of community and belonging that's so fundamental to serving in the military, isn't it?
Absolutely. We've already started to engage a lot of the regimental associations. We done a survey last year of 200,000 UK veterans explaining, or asking them, what do you want? And it was that all that stuff, employment, healthcare, finance, benefits, rewards, but just as importantly, to be part of something.
And so if you're serving overseas currently, are there any discounts that you might be able to get locally, or is that bit of it just for the UK?
Yeah, there will be, with online shopping, all that sort of stuff. And obviously, it's not just the individual, it's their dependents as well. You may be overseas, but your dependents will be getting the benefits in the UK as well.
And when does it all launch?
Just about to go to what's called the beta stage. So it's the testing stage. What we're offering is free membership if you sign up early to we-serve.com. So if you sign up now, you register, you get it for free. And obviously what we can get then is more feedback from the people who have early registered. So you can tell us what we've got wrong and what we need to improve.
Thinking about when you left the military, obviously it's worked out pretty well since, but it can be a difficult transition. It's an awful lot to get used to. How much easier do you think it would have made things for you if something like We Served had been around then?
Oh, totally different. When you're serving, all right, you're always moaning about everything's good, bad, and we're all moaning and all that. But actually, once you get out, you realise how much you do have. The fact is, you want to go and see a doctor, we go and see a doctor. Out here in the real world, you don't. I didn't even know how to sign up. I didn't realise you had to sign up to get a doctor. To have somewhere where you can go, where there's practical, real-life help and a lot of discounts, as well as you still feel part of that community, because actually you can get online, you can get on the app, you can talk to somebody, you can have a good old moan, or you can ask for advice and people will come back who understand because they get it, what you're talking about.
And as I said, it has worked out well for you. You are now a renowned author with millions of sales behind you, including the hugely popular Nick Stone thrillers. And you also write for children and young adults. And from what I've read about you, this is important to you because of your childhood. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely right. It wasn't until I joined the army, I joined as an infantry junior leader, that I discovered the reason why I weren't flying helicopters, like the recruitment film that we saw, and I was in the infantry, is that I had the numeracy and literacy of a 9-year-old, which is now in sort of education parlance, about key stage 2, I think. The whole thing of becoming aware of, number one, reading and giving you an education, gives you power to do the things you want to do, really sort of hit home to me my late sort of teenage years whilst I was in the army. Doesn't matter what age they are, they can be 5-year-olds or they can be 35. Once you get people reading, it becomes infectious. And what it does, it gives you knowledge, it gives you power to do the things that you want to do. The reason I got involved in children's book was to get them young.
Completely agree. Books are the good stuff. I never go a day without reading.
Absolutely.
Did you ever think you'd be an author? Did it ever cross your mind?
Not at all. I've done 18 years. I was getting out. I was going on the circuit, working for an American private military company. The offer came to me about writing about the Bravo 20 experience. So I thought, okay, well, we'll find out how all this writing business work, you know, agents and publishers and all that sort of business. And in my head, it was going to be a one-off. And then, you know, the huge success, it's still now the biggest selling war book of all time around the planet. It goes on and on and on. So the publisher said, well, this book's doing well. Do you want to do another one? So I thought, well, yeah, what do you think? Let's get into this writing business. And it was only about, just after the pandemic, I started having real publisher contracts because everything has always been one book at a time. So you want to do another one? I went, yeah, okay. So it's always been sort of something that I've fallen into, thinking that it's going to end tomorrow sort of thing.
Which it absolutely has not. So what's your process like? Do you sort of start writing, see what happens? Do you map it all out first?
Do you know, I map it all out because otherwise I'd be all over the place. Because I've spent a lot of time in Los Angeles working on film, I started to use script writing software, I think called Final Draft. Part of Final Draft, you've got the world's biggest number of post-it stickers, basically, called storyboarding. And that's what I do. So I use these stickers, in effect, to storyboard it, just like a script. Have a prologue, set it all up, have three acts, then have an epilogue, short and sharp, before everybody gets bored.
And it just makes me think, we always talk on BFBS about all the transferable skills that you'll have when you're leaving the military that you probably don't even know you have. And I think this is a really good example of that. You never would have sat down probably and wrote on a list, I could be an author and write about my experiences. And here you are.
You're absolutely right. And transferable skills, when people are getting out of the military, because they're doing this stuff day in, day out, that's a major deal out here in the real world. And certainly what we're doing with We Serve is looking at an employment point of view and say, right, these skills that you've got, because you've been in the military and that's what happens, but actually out here, they're really, really valuable. Being on time with what you need to do the job and do the best job possible. Out here in the real world, that's a big deal.
So true. And I've spoken to so many people from companies who say exactly that. And hopefully We Served is going to be that really, really essential bridge for when you've left the military. And it's going to help you while you're still in the military as well. Best of luck with it, Andy. And thank you so much for taking the time to come on the show.
A pleasure. Thank you.